Take a moment to look in a mirror. What do you see? Most of us would answer, myself. Myself. Our faces are the outer image we attach to our inner sense of self, to who we are and where we fit in the world. Faces root us in our culture, in the rituals and rules about how we present ourselves and how we see others. In some cultures, faces are veiled and hidden. Other cultures draw attention to faces with displays of tattoos, piercings, and scarification. In the contemporary world, faces are often a blank canvas to be manipulated with cosmetic surgery, injections, and intricate makeup techniques, learned on YouTube. If we allow them to age, our faces will tell our life story. They connect us to the past in our ancestors and to the future in our children. At the simplest level of identity, our faces function as our passport photo to the rest of the world. But they're also the way others seek to know us more deeply, to discover who we are behind that photo. Appearance is the most public part of the self. It is our sacrament, the visible self that the world assumes to be a mirror of the invisible inner self, wrote Harvard Medical School psychologist Nancy Etcoff in her book, Survival of the Prettiest. Whether the emotions we express with our faces are evolutionary adaptations or learned social behaviors is a topic hotly debated among social scientists. Charles Darwin argued in 1872 that facial expressions displaying some emotions are universal adaptations. In the late 1960s, the psychologist Paul Ekman concluded that Darwin was correct. Human beings across cultures recognize specific facial displays associated with basic emotions: anger, disgust, fear, joy, sadness, and surprise.